time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? First show of 2025. Let's have another year, shall we? I think we started the Merrimack Valley show in 2022 January. So here we are, 2025 January, 3 years of Merrimack Valley goodies. It has been a pleasure, pretty much a three-year anniversary. So we were in 104.9 FM territory. Now we're in the podcast world at msonewsports.com. So very exciting stuff to be here and to keep talking about Merrimack Valley sports. The kids keep playing. We keep talking. So speaking of talking, we're going to catch up with Casey Grange, the coach of Central Catholic girls basketball. She is the winner. Their team won. They beat Bridgewater Raynham in the finals of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, which we've been talking a lot about lately. That is wrapped up. And also, we'll talk more about Andover's performance. Andover boys, they beat Methuen boys in all-Valley final. So three Valley's teams made it to the finals out of the four for boys and girls over at Merrimack College. And Andover wins it, beating Methuen. Central wins it in girls, beating Bridgewater Raynham. So let's hear first from Casey Grange, coach, 10-year coach, 10th season, Elite Eight performance last year, 16-4, already 4-0 to start. And they are hot. Definitely the team to be in the MVC for sure. We will hear from her after the break and then catch you up about what went down in the tournament after that.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today, championship coach, Central Catholic, Casey Grange of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic win. Back-to-back championships. Must feel pretty good, coach.
Yes, very exciting times this past weekend.
Yeah. In the tournament run, Methuen, Natick, then Bridgewater Raynham in the finals. And that is an impressive list of teams to be, and especially in the finals where you got, you know, a team like Bridgewater Raynham, who's always in the mix, you know, come the postseason time. They're a legit team.
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, they're physical. They held Pawtucket to, I think, zero field goals in the second half in the semifinal. So we definitely had our work cut out for us, but we rose to the occasion and got it done.
Yeah, 43-32. I mean, holding them to 32 is no small feat. I mean, talk about your defense. Like, what was working all night on the defensive side of the ball?
We just like to be physical, and the girls go at each other in practice. They go hard. We don't really call fouls in practice, so they're used to physical play, and we just don't let anyone go through the paint without getting bumped. So we definitely work hard at it, so I'm glad that it paid off. We still have a long way to go with it. Help defense. We haven't taken a charge yet this season, which is disappointing, but overall, we did what we needed to do last night with a little bit of fatigue setting in towards the end, but they didn't score a field goal in the third quarter, which was good. And we were able to convert some of those defensive possessions to some fast break points and got it done.
Yeah, I feel like taking a charge, you should like gamify that. Like they get $5 every time they take it or something, because
we have a charge club, but there's no members yet. Still waiting.
Also, they get their name on the leaderboard, like charge club. You know, she has 3. This one has 2. Okay.
Yeah, it's so definitely a point of emphasis, but we failed in 2024. So big things coming next year.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it's a new year, new calendar. What's the record right now heading into 2025?
4-0. We only had one game before the tournament, so I kind of had no idea what to I had an idea, but I'm having only one game under our belt, and we had a 10-day layoff before the first tournament game. So I'm proud of the way they came out, and we look good so far.
Yeah, coming off a great season too, 16-4 in the regular season, Elite Eight journey in the Division One tournament, falling to the other Central, Springfield. What's the big differences between this club and that club? Were there a lot of losses graduation wise?
Yeah, we had some huge losses, especially leadership wise. We had, I think, of our 6 graduating seniors, 1 was injured, and then 4 were impact players. So we had big shoes to fill. I think defensive intensity wise, they were quick. The girls that graduated, they could shoot. So yeah, we had, going into last season, we only had 2 new players on the team. This year we have half of our team is new. So it's taking a little bit longer to install some of what we want to do. But the captains, who are all 4 of our seniors, have stepped up and kind of helped integrate the new players thus far.
Perfect. Who are the captains and what do they bring?
We have Addison Beers, who's our point guard, small but mighty. She's kind of, I've put her in charge of like just controlling the tempo of the game. She's grown so much since her freshman year, leadership wise, making sure everyone's matched up, just being an extension of the coaching staff on the court. We have Caroline Vient, who part-time started last year. Now she starts. She's doing the little things well for us. Doesn't score a ton of points, but puts her teammates in good positions. Also a vocal leader. Then we have Carrie Finneran, who's our returning league MVP. She's picking up right where she left off. And then Aniela Kuo, who is just the MVP of this most recent tournament. She brings the energy for us. She doesn't back down to anybody, and they're all doing a good job leading the team.
Yeah, Anelia, tournament MVP, like you said, 21 and 12 for rebounds. I think that is just a monster game. That is a game where you just have a huge impact. You know, what's she doing well in the early going particularly?
First of all, she's a great kid. She listens to what we're saying. She's coachable. I think this tournament, she took matters into her own hands when she needed to. I think Carrie Finneran draws a lot of attention. Lily Phillips, who's our 5th starter, she hit some shots from the outside. So it kind of opened up Kuo a little bit, but she went right at it. They were collapsing in the paint, but that didn't stop her. I think she scored a bunch of points being double teamed and getting offensive rebounds. Nobody can seem to box Aniela out. So she converted a lot of putbacks for us. And I think she had, I don't know how many, but quite a few and ones, which are momentum shifters for sure.
Oh yeah. No, get the crowd going big time with those. And Finneran, you know, she was all tournament team in addition to Kuo. So what did she do particularly well in these 3 games?
Well, she's starting to shoot more from the outside. She had a 3 yesterday. I was watching her in warmups. I think she hit 8 threes in a row. she hit one early in the game yesterday, which was great because now the defense can't just sag on her. But she draws so much attention. And then on the other end, she held their leading scorer to, I think she had 4 points, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that girl had been averaging double figures. So she definitely brought her A game defensively. Didn't have the greatest tournament offensively, but it didn't matter. She opened things up for her teammates.
Yeah. And I think there's a couple other awards from the tournament too. Did Addison Beers win the sixth player award?
She did. She definitely, I think she was our unsung hero this weekend, especially against Natick. They have a stifling press. So she controlled that well, helped us break that, which gave us a ton of easy looks in the paint. She drew help defenders and just dished it to the open player. But yeah, she's super, perimeter defense was great for Addie. So that was exciting for her.
Yeah, 100%. And then the other award winner, coach's award, was it Caroline Vient?
Caroline, yep. She's going to play at RPI next year. She put a ton of work in the offseason, and I'm glad that it's paying off a lot so far in the early part of the season.
Yeah. Coach's award, that's just like, what a dynamic kid as well, right? That's what coach's award mean to me. Is that what pretty much it is?
Yeah. I mean, we told her in our individual meeting at the beginning of the year that we're going to coach her hard and try to get her to places she may not think she can go. And she's absorbed everything we've given to her. She's, she listens, she holds her teammates accountable. And she's good. Happy for her.
Yeah. And as great as this, Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic is a preview of what's going on in the Merrimack Valley and the dynamics, there are a couple other teams in there shaking it up too. So now we're turning the page on some true grinding MVC games. What does the MVC look like this year? What's the dynamic going to be, you think?
You got to show up every night. You can't just walk into the gym and expect to win. Start 0-0 every game. And I think just being Central Catholic, everybody wants to beat Central. So we kind of use that to our advantage to motivate us heading into every game. It doesn't matter. We're only playing each MVC team once this year. They change it. So every game truly matters. And the MVC is tough. It's one of the best leagues in the state, and we're happy to be a part of it. And we haven't won the league since we won the COVID Cup, but that was the last time we won the MVC. So we're gunning for that this year. That's our goal.
Yeah, 100%. And is this, by my math, year 10 for you? Like the 10th?
Yeah, 10th year.
10th year. Yeah, quite the milestone. You know, when you took it over, were you like, hey, yeah, I'll be here at least 10, you know, like you never can plan ahead like that. But here you are, you know, at your alma mater, and you're the assistant athletic director still, correct?
Yep.
So you are like, Central is like, you know, what, 85% of your life or something?
Yeah, I mean, probably more, which is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But I went here, graduated from here, and I was Sue Downer's assistant for 8 seasons prior to taking over. And she's actually back now helping. I'm like super blessed. I have the most loyal assistant coaches. We have her and then her daughter, Emily, who just graduated from Middlebury. She played there. So we have... and then Dan Bluen, who's our JV coach, they're, and I don't think our players know how lucky they are to have the Downers and Dan Bluen helping out, because they care just as much as I do. They're as loyal as they come, and each of them brings a different perspective. So,
yeah, 10 seasons now. The Elite Eight, where does that stack up in terms of postseason runs for you in the Casey Grange era?
We've made it to the state semifinals twice, okay. And then... I think we've made it to the quarterfinals a few times. I don't really know.
Yeah, and it gets confusing because then you have the old system versus the new, and like, wait, was the North Finals equivalent to the Elite Eight, or was it the Sweet? You know, like, you don't. So, but yeah, no. All right, so you're shooting big this year. I mean, you want to get at least back there to the Elite Eight where you were last year, and then grow from there.
100%. I think, and we just recently had our meeting with the team about discussing our team goals, and they want to at least make it back there, but they understand that it's one game at a time and can't really think about the end game right now. It's just working hard to be a little bit better than the day before, and hopefully the wins take care of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking on the 30th, and this comes out later in the week. What is the next game for you guys?
We host North Andover on Friday night.
Friday night the 3rd.
The 3rd, yep.
You say Andover or North?
North Andover.
Okay. Yeah. How did they look? Were they in the tournament? They were in the tournament too, right? The girls, the North Andover girls?
Yeah, they went, I think, 1 and 2. They're okay. Strong. They have a really, they have a stud in Sydney Rogers. She's extremely talented. So we're going to have to focus on her a little bit and everyone else is going to have to do their job.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the full catch up here on the Central Catholic Girls, the champs back to back Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That can only be good things when you win that, when you win that thing. So best of luck getting into the grind of January, February. We'll talk soon down the road, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Have a great New Year too.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, we're back at it on the Sports Desk, closing out the show, first show of 2025. We're going to focus over on the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic for the show, because this is actually a dual closing segment. We're using it in North Shore and Merrimack because there's implications all around for North Shore and Merrimack Valley from this tournament. The more we can talk about it, the better. It's such a big, huge tournament to start the season. In basketball, I call it like March in December, you know, because it's got that tournament feel. So we already mentioned Andover beating Methuen in the finals. In boys, Sam Consemi, most valuable player. Congratulations to Sam. Owen Crowley from Andover, all tournament. I'm citing the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Twitter handle here. Methuen's Isaiah Andino, all tournament team. He had a great performance. Central Catholic, Javi Lopez, all tournament. Great stuff from Javi. Nick Catalano, North Andover, all tournament. So a great group there. Lennon Abreu De La Cruz, Ted Boudreau, Sixth Player Award. That's an honor to win that one. And let's move on to Coach's Award. For Andover, it was Josh Rowe, and Methuen, Nate Clementi. Congratulations to them. Casey Grange about her stud player, Anelia Kuo. She's the player of the game, and she posted a double-double with a game-high 21 points in Central's win over Bridgewater Raynham. 12 rebounds, so double-double, not bad at all. Moving ahead, let's give the full all-tournament team for the girls. Anelia Kuo, Central Catholic. Camden Strandberg, Bridgewater Raynham, Kira Lenahan, Andover, Kerry Finneran, Central Catholic, and Kayla Dunlap out of Natick. Player Award for girls, Addison Beers, Central Catholic. Casey Grange gave the scoop on her. Coaches Awards, I went to Caroline Vient out of Central, and then Brenna Woodbury, Bridgewater Raynham. Rochers, Zach DeRochers of North Andover, and Jordan Marion of Central Catholic. Pretty cool. Zach DeRochers was a player of the game in North Andover's final game, 23 points, while Javi Lopez got 25 for Central in his final game of the tournament. Award winners are North Andover, Sydney Rogers, and Andover, Callie Martin. Natick, Olivia Penn won a Coach's Award, and Pawtucket out of the North Shores, Kate Conover. She also won a Coach's Award. Medeiros was also a Coach's Award winner, along with Westford Academy's Erin Keefe. Had a couple of North Shore kids winning also Coach's Awards after their battle. Newburyport, St. John's Prep. Ben Corno of Newburyport and Gio Rodriguez of St. John's Prep. And big games from Atherton with 29 points, Craig with 23, and Gretz 20 points in the Clippers. In the Clippers' final game, they took that game against the Prep 85-62. Big win for Newburyport over SJP. Always good when you, a North Shore team, public school, can beat the North Shore private school giant, St. John's Prep. And I think the dynamic, as you heard Casey Grange say, is like kind of like the similar, right? Because everyone wants to beat Central in the MVC. Everyone wants to beat SJP in the NEC. Look at that. Look at all those. Couple more highlights to get to. Let's see. We had Jacob Klass out of Beverly, Coach's Award winner for the seventh place game with Lawrence. And Lawrence's Brown Cahuccio, he was the Coach's Award winner for that game. Player of the game was Jacob Klass, phenomenal 31 points and a number of assists in Beverly's final performance there. So you got to give credit to Klass. Everyone was talking about him throughout the tournament. As might have been the best player in the tournament, people have said, as a matter of fact. So, well, that's pretty much it from the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic highlights from the North Shore Merrimack Valley. We thank you for tuning into the Sports Desk. We're excited about another year here that gets going with this show. Probably, what, 51 more to go? Or we don't stop. Thanks, Danny Martin. Let's have a great year. Thanks, Paul Kelly and the crew at MSNSports.com for taking us in another year. We'll see you next week.